A small cruise ship will be making two test visits to Prince of Wales Island this summer. While a handful of small cruise lines have visited the island over the past number of years, large cruise ships have bypassed Prince of Wales in favor of nearby ports like Ketchikan. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
This weekend, the Safari Quest will dock in Klawock, bringing with it a pack of travel writers and adventure travel industry representatives. American Safari Cruises and Intersea Discovery CEO Dan Blanchard says his company will make two trips to Prince of Wales this summer in advance of next summer, when the small cruise line is scheduled to make 18 stops.
We decided that we really wanted a highly adventuresome product, not a soft adventure, but an option for soft or high adventure on board and off the vessel. And Prince of Wales is off the beaten track, and that's really what we wanted.
Blanchard says he first returned to Prince of Wales to take part in a tourism summit on the island last summer. He says he was surprised by what he saw.
It had been maybe 10 years since I'd been out to Prince of Wales, and I have to tell you, they have done a tremendous job of cleaning up that island. You know, it used to be that there was just a lot of remnants of some of the logging industry and such that's gone on, and it is beautiful out there. I was really impressed.
The Safari Quest, which is visiting Klawock this summer, carries 22 guests. Next summer, the company will dispatch Intersea Discovery's vessels to the island, which carry 49 passengers. Still, it's a far cry from the larger cruise ships that sail the Inside Passage each summer. They can pack in upwards of 2,000 passengers. Blanchard says the size of his company's ships allows the cruise line to try out different ports of call, like Prince of Wales.
That's the joy of really the small ship thing, is we're not talking about thousands of people. We're talking, you know, anywhere between 49 and 80 people. So the big infrastructure that the cruise ships require isn't there, and that's the very reason we go there, actually.
Well, Prince of Wales Island has either been unwilling or unable to significantly break into the cruise ship market. The island has successfully attracted independent travelers to its numerous lodges. Klawock City Administrator Leslie Isaac says he expects some growth in the cruise industry on Prince of Wales, but he does not foresee the industry becoming a major economic driver on the island.
As long as it's done right, I think it can be a supplement to the local economy. I don't think it can be a catalyst for growing and expanding the economy that we have here on the or here in Klawock, but rather it can be a nice avenue, a nice outlet for our local artists to be able to sell their wares and to have a market off the island for their local native artwork that they produce.
They're a cruise ship of clients who are very respectful of the places they visit, and they have a real interest in going places where no one else goes.
Prince of Wales Visitors Committee Chairperson Jeannie McFarland says the committee has so far been resistant to the idea of attracting larger cruise ships to the island. She says the Safari and Intersea Discovery ships and their clientele are better suited for Prince of Wales.
Our island is fast becoming a destination for many people, and because of that, this committee was formed through the Chamber of Commerce because we want to decide how visitors come to our island and what they do here, and our interest is in those who want to know about the nature and the culture of our island.
The Safari Quest is slated to visit Prince of Wales this Saturday and Sunday. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.